USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate's top Republican is ripping Democrats for moving ahead to try to pass another social spending bill.
A massive addition of another $2 trillion the country is not asking for and doesn't want. And we had a referendum on what they're doing last Tuesday in Virginia and New Hampshire and New Jersey.
The bill costs $1.75 trillion, and Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, believes Americans don't want to see it advance. Top health officials are now lowering the age for when some people should be screened for diabetes. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force saying screening should happen at age 35 for those who are overweight or obese. The CDC saying more than 34 million Americans have diabetes but don't know it. To check if you have diabetes, all you need to do is take a blood test. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Gas prices have resumed their march toward $3.50 a gallon. AAA showing the national average for regular is past $3.42 a gallon. The national average price of regular is now up about a dollar a gallon since the beginning of the year. According to the Labor Department, more than 500,000 Americans found jobs in October, but this comes as many businesses in the United States still face labor shortages. St. Louis Fed Reserve Bank President James Bullard tells Fox Business what he believes can be done to encourage more people to get to work.
Giving signing bonuses, retention bonuses, outright increases in wages, so I think changing working conditions, so I think there are a lot of things that can be done and are being done to attract workers.
A massive March for Freedom rally taking place in Los Angeles Monday afternoon to protest vaccine mandates. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Iran is causing trouble in the Middle East once again.
Iraqi security officials and militia sources are reporting a drone attack that targeted the Iraqi prime minister at home on Sunday was carried out by at least one Iran-backed militia group using Iranian-made equipment. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi via a translator after the attack.
The cowardly missiles and the cowardly drones do not build our nation and do not build our future. We are working on building our nation, on respecting the state and its established securing a better future for all Iraqis. I call on everyone for peaceful dialogue.
Former four-star General Jack Keane on Fox News says without any response from the Biden administration, Iran is becoming more aggressive.
And I think what the Iranians, the hardliners that took over in June, they are clearly changing and increasing the tension. And I think they made up their mind to kill him.
From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
11 state attorneys general are suing the Biden administration over a vaccine mandate for federal workers. Employees have to get their second shot by Monday or they'll miss the deadline. Missouri AG Eric Schmidt saying this mandate cuts against American values.
You know, fundamentally who we are is America. America's been a free place where people can make these decisions.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Since the mandate could leave unvaccinated workers out of a job, federal agencies are bracing for a labor shortage. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.